perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Appleton.
Yes, sir, Mr. Wainwright.
Every year, one of our reporters teaches a journalism course at Chicago Community College. I asked Walpole who he would recommend, and he picked you.
Me? Well, I'm flattered. I'm honored. This is a big compliment.
I knew you'd make a big deal out of this.
I didn't mean to. It's just that of all the people at the Chronicle, the fact that he picked me...
Appleton.
Was... Am I doing it again?
Yes. Sorry. Here are all the details on the course.
Yes, sir, I'll try to make you proud of me.
I'll be satisfied if you just don't embarrass the Chronicle.
Harriet, did you hear that? They want me to teach a college class.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll get the class to publish their own newspaper. I could divide them up into departments. Business, editorial, sports, politics. Ooh, maybe I could take them all to Washington.
Stop the presses, baby. This is junior college, not Time magazine.
Harriet, this is my chance to make a mark on the future of American journalism. I'll be molding the minds of tomorrow.
First, they burn a hole in the ozone layer. Now they've got you molding minds. World's getting scary all the time.
I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna tell a lie. Never gonna say goodbye and hurt you.
Before you do injury to some major muscle group, let me tell you the good news. Guess who is going to be teaching journalism at your school?
Walter Cronkite?
No.
Ted Koppel?
No.
Willard Scott?
No, Balky. Me.
You? You're not even on television. What do you know about journalism?
Newspaper journalism.
Then you'd be perfect.
Thank you.
Cause then I can't believe I know a college teacher. This makes me a BSOC.
BSOC?
Big sheep herder on campus.
I'd like to welcome you to Journalism 101, Introduction to News Writing. Let me introduce myself. My name is... Mr. Appleton. Appleton. I'd like to give you a little background on myself.
Cool. And so now I get to take your class, and now we are so happy, we do the dance of joy. Da, 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 da. Hey.
But I have a class in session.
I'm sorry. Go sit, Larry.
Dumpy, in front of the students, you should call me Mr. Appleton.
Mr. Appleton? Mr. Appleton. I'm his cousin. He lets me call him Cousin Larry at home.
Now, I was going to tell you about my background.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Is this going to be on the final exam?
No.
Oh.
Well, getting back to my background. For the past 2 years, I have been intimately involved with the day-to-day operation of one of America's great newspapers, the Chicago Chronicle.
I can vouch for that. He works in the basement with me.
For the past few months, I've been working closely with the Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporting team of Marshall and Walpole.
And get this, oh. Not only do they sometimes let him write, but they send him out for lunch every single day. Oh. He never gets it wrong. Yeah. I don't know how he does it. Except yeah. There was that one time, yeah. The egg salad incident. They
Excuse me. I am the teacher. You are the student. I talk, you listen.
Just like at home.
Yes. Now, your first assignment will be to take any ordinary event that you see or hear about in the next few days and write it as a news story. To help you, I have prepared this concise, easy-to-read, 47-page guide on how to write a news story.
Excuse me, is this going to be on the final?
Yes.
Oh, fine.
He may seem tough now, but once you get to know him, you'll find he's totally without merit. Cousin, Is this good enough for my news story? I just saw a cloud in the sky that looks like a bull moose.
I don't think so.
How about one that looks like Sybil Sheepherder?
Doggy, I think you're going to have to come up with something a little more substantial.
But what, cousin? What? I've been looking for days and I can't come up with anything. I'm at the end of my soap on a rope. Come on, cousin, will you just give me a just a little tiny, hinty, bitty little hint?
Balky, it wouldn't be fair to the other students in the class if I gave you special treatment.
But, cousin, I want my paper to be the best one in the class. Come on, cousin, just give me a little hint. Just let it out. It's just thinking, and it comes down the nerve, and it's like, oops, I'm falling down. Please, cousin, just a little hint.
No. Come in.
You won't believe what happened on our flight.
A fight broke out.
There was a fight on the plane?
Yes, some of the people in the no smoking section started smoking. Well, some of the non-smokers got upset. The next thing we knew, people started shoving each other.
And food was flying everywhere.
Well, that is quite a story. That's some exciting news. Isn't that exciting news, Balky?
Have you got a tick?
Valky is looking for a news story for my journalism class.
And I can't find one anywhere. I could write about the food fight on the aeroplane.
Well, there's a thought. Valky, you have got quite a nose for news.
Well, it is the pride of Meepos. Was it great my news story?
Oh, Valky, no. I just got back from class. I really don't feel like grading papers.
Oh, cousin, please. Please grade my papers. Oh, please. Please.
All right.
Please.
I don't know why. Nice cover.
It can also be used as a tambourine. Most of my teachers give me extra credit for presentation.
Why don't you find something else to do while I grade your paper?
Oh, I get it. You don't have to paint me a photograph. Well, I'll just be doing some light housework over there.
I thought you were dusting over there.
I am dusting over there.
Okay, I'm done.
Listen, I'm so excited. How did I do?
Well, Valky, remember, this is your first attempt.
Oh, I want an A+. But I know that this is my first attempt at a new story, and there's probably room for improvement. So I guess I better be prepared to live with an A.
I'm sorry, Doggy, but there were some fundamental mistakes. Now, I know you are a little disappointed, but look at this as a growth experience.
I'm going to get taller from this?
No. No. I mean, one can often learn more from failure than from success.
Can I learn a little less and get a C?
No. Valky, I know I set my grading standards high, but I expect a lot from my students. Now, if you work really hard, someday you'll get a paper back from me with an A on it, and it will really mean something.
Well, that's something to shoot for.
That's the spirit. Good night, buddy. Keep that in mind when you are writing. Remember, when you organize those long, complicated sentences, try
A semicolon. It may be just what you need to save your story. Now, before we run out of time, Balky, could you give me a hand handing back the new story assignments? Balky?
But, of course, as an F student, I'm not qualified to pass out.
Balky, you are not an F student.
I'm not.
You're a good student who did F work.
You're going to pass out the papers, or we're going to grow old together.
Now, I did see a lot of potential in these papers, but there's also a lot of room for improvement.
Hey, wait a minute. This looks like an F.
It is an F. But maybe with some hard work, your next assignment can be a D.
Hey, I got an F, too.
Oh, what is that?
Dipstick.
I was so bad. What
in my life?
Hey, remember,
jerk.
One can often learn more from failure than from success.
Who is this guy, Mr. Rogers?
I have never gotten an F in my life.
You failed all of us.
And this from a guy who works in a basement.
Hey. I know this first assignment was tough, but this is all aimed at making you good journalists.
Who wants to be a journalist? I want to be a linebacker.
Geek. It's ruining my life.
Meatball.
I wonder what got into them.
You failed the entire class?
Now, Balky, I told you I set my standards high.
Your standards are so high, I can't even see them from here.
Balky, my standards are not that high. If I want to bring out the best in my students, they're just going to have to learn from their mistakes, like you did.
What are you talking about?
Well, I read your second attempt at a story, and believe me, you improved.
What second attempt at the story?
Look, I know you were embarrassed to show it to me after the F, but I saw your story on the kitchen table this morning, so I thought I'd help you out and grade it.
Oh, cousin, this isn't my story. This is Mr. Wainwright's story that he wrote in college.
Mr. Wainwright wrote this?
Yeah, he gave it to me so that I could learn by looking at a really good news story. It must be good. He got an A on it from the prestigious Columbia University School of Journalism.
He got an A on it?
Yeah. What grade did you give him?
Doesn't make any difference. It's not your paper.
But Mr. Wainwright gave it to me.
And you left it on the kitchen table.
But that don't mean that you can take it.
Finders keepers.
You gave Mr. Wainwright a C minus?
I had my reasons. There was no name, several comma problems, and I thought it went on a bit. Columbia School of Journalism?
His instructor was Edward R. Murrow.
Oh, my Lord.
I got to go to another class.
Po-po-po. Edward. Robert R. Murrow? Oh. I want to discuss my grade and your face. I'll be with you in just a moment.
Ah, Cousin, where have you been?
I've been sitting in my classroom waiting for security to walk me out of the building. You know, during those 4 hours, I did some thinking. And I think I went a little over the edge with this class.
You know, cousin, on Meepos, when we teach sheep to jump over a fence, we don't just take them to the Great Wall of Meepos on the very first day and say, jump, mutton head. No, we start little. First, you teach the sheep to jump over your foot, which can be very encouraging for the sheep, although at times painful for the teacher. What you do, you little by little, you make the goals higher and higher, and before you know it, those sheep are playing leap sheep all over the meadow.
You're right, Balky. It was an introductory class. I was too hard on them.
Well, you still have time to change.
One of the things I did while I was hiding under my desk was to grade those papers over again.
Did you grade mine?
Yes, I did. This time I graded purely on content. You got an A.
I got an A!
Valky, you got an A minus.
An A minus?
Hey, give me a break. The best I could do for Mr. Wainwright was a B.